And now it's time for Spring Fever with the Twins with Neil Roberts from Fort Myers, Florida.
He gained the respect of opposing pitchers with his bat and Twins pitchers behind the plate. Catcher Mitch Garver joins us. And Mitch, let's start with your bat. 268 average, 7 home runs, and 300 plus at bats last year. I sensed you grew more and more comfortable at the major league level throughout the year with those at bats.
Yeah, that was something that I'll cherish forever, is, you know, getting that ability and then the opportunity to get the starting role. So it was good to learn the league and face a lot of talented pitchers that I had never seen before. Good experience for me, and I look forward to building on that.
As a casual fan, I noticed, seemingly to me at least, they were pitching more and more careful as the season went along, and in big spots, I guess they're all big spots in the majors, but late in the games, the game on the line, usually hit the ball hard somewhere. You had to be happy with that.
Yeah, I was happy with my approach later in the season. I really started getting comfortable in the box, and you know, I was trusting the process that I've been working on all year and searching for a few different things to get me to that point. And, you know, towards the end of the year, they all started coming together.
We'll talk behind the plate when we come back.
Jeff Foxworthy live in concert.
I walk into the kitchen where my wife is. I said, hey, I just got a text that said, please pray for Tom. He was in a bad wreck.
Saturday, March 23rd, Four Bears Casino and Lodge Event Center.
She said, was he driving? Were Carol and the kids in the car with him? I don't know. I just got a text that said, please pray for Tom. He was in a bad wreck.
Tickets on sale February 11th at 10 a.m. at fourbearscasino.com. The Players Club or 701-627-7575.
She said, well, you don't know anything. What do you know? I know you need to pray for Tom. I just got a text that said he was in a bad wreck.
Visit jefffoxworthy.com for more.
If you are a farmer or property owner, your next phone call could save you hundreds of thousands of tax dollars. If you're considering selling, we can show you how to exchange your property for passively owned real estate investments with a potential lifelong income stream, and most importantly, with complete tax deferral. I'm Brent Lee at Landowner Exchange, the Midwest resource for 1031 and 1033 exchanges. Learn more at landownerexchange.com or call toll-free at 833-LANDOWNER. That's 833-LANDOWNER.
With Twins catcher Mitch Garver, and Mitch, understand the catchers are really working on that lower strike call here during the offseason. How's that coming along for you guys from a defensive approach?
I think it's going well so far. We're kind of putting our bodies in certain positions to give ourselves a better chance to receive the low ball, and that's, you know, what the best receivers in the game do is they dominate the bottom part of the zone, and that's what we're trying to accomplish.
I touched on before we were rolling here, but caught you on the caravan this winter up at my stomping grounds of mine at North Dakota. What was it like for you getting out as a player and getting familiar with fans across Twins territory?
It's nice to get out. You realize how far the Twins territory stretches. Yeah. And, you know, there's some cities out there and some small towns that really have some diehard Twins fans. So it was nice to be out there and meet a bunch of people.
All right, that's Mitch Garber with us. Hey, that concludes this edition. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Spring Fever Baseball, brought to you in part by Landowner Exchange, by Four Bears Casino and Lodge by Newtown, North Dakota, and by Don Bessette Motors in Minot.